Thank you for calling XPR. My name is Kenya. How may I assist you?
Hi, Kenya. This is Teresa Bays, and I have a pickup tomorrow. And they called and said, when I talked to the girl originally, she said that they would pick up between 12 and 8, and I told her I had a dentist appointment that I couldn't cancel because it had already been canceled once at 11:30, and I said, it's an hour away, so my dentist appointment probably would be done at 12:30, but then I got to drive an hour to come back. And she said, well, I'm going to schedule you, but I'll tell them that you probably won't be home till 2. And I said, okay, as long as they know that I might not be here until like 2 o'clock, and I'm hoping I'll be there. I think I can be there here by 2, because all I'm doing is driving to a dentist appointment and driving back. But I just moved here, so my dentist, actually it's more an hour, it's an hour and 15 minutes away. So I told her the soonest I could be here would probably be 1:30.
Yes, ma'am.
So I just wanted to make sure that they were away. I'm just yakking, I'm sorry. I just wanted them to be aware that I might, because they called tonight and said 12 to 5, and I thought, crimity, I'm not going to be here at 12. It'll probably be closer to 1:30.
Okay.
Maybe 2.
And you said it's for tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, can you provide me with your zip code, please?
Yes, it's for, oh, crimity. Hold on a second.
Yes, ma'am.
I just moved here. So.
Yes, ma'am.
I think it's 4. Oh, crimity. I got mail sitting here. If I can find something with. Okay, here's something. Okay, it's 47448.
Okay, just bear me one more while I get that pulled up.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm just yakking. I thought I better call him right back. I had company.
Yes, ma'am. Let me see. And can you verify the name and address for me?
Yes, it's Teresa Bays, and it's 280 West Main Street, Nashville, Indiana, and it's Unit 17.
With the date that you gave me is for tomorrow, and I put in the zip code. It is not bringing it up. Let me see. Can we pull it up with the phone number? Is this your phone number, 317-840-1619?
Yes.
Okay, let me try to pull it up with a phone number. Just bear me one moment.
I was going to say, because they just left me a message.
Yes, ma'am. Sometimes it's tricky trying to get these accounts pulled up. I don't know why.
Oh, it's okay.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I'm just waiting on it to pull up.
Okay.
Okay, it's not letting me pull it up by the phone number. Let's try another way.
I swear it's tomorrow. I can look in my, you want me to look at the text message I just got?
Yes. Would you be able to, do you have like an order number?
Let me see if it's on the I don't think they give me a number. Let me look on this paperwork. I don't think they give me anything. I got so much paper. I talked to so many people about this. Let's see. Nope. Let me see if there's anything. If I hang up on you, I'm sorry. I'm going to try to do this. I'm old and I have trouble sometimes switching back to the text message.
Yes, ma'am. It's okay.
No, all it says is this message is from XPO.
Okay, let's
I'm going to check the date just to be sure, but I know it was tomorrow. Hold on a minute.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep, it says tomorrow, 12 to 5, 280 West Main Street, Nashville, Indiana.
Okay, let me see. We're going to get it pulled up some way. Just bear with me, please.
You're fine. I just didn't want him to come and me not be here. And I tried to tell the girl when we were scheduling this, because originally I think she said 1 to 8. And as soon as she said one, I said, I can't do that because I've got a dentist appointment at 11:30 and it's an hour and 15 minutes away. So
yes, ma'am. Can you provide me with your zip one more time? I'm sorry.
Yes, it's four. Teresa. I am so stupid when it comes. I just don't want to tell you the wrong one.
It's
so I'm
okay.
Looking at my mail. It says Nashville, Indiana, 47448.
Okay. 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 We finally got you pulled up. Thank you.
Oh, yay.
Yes, ma'am. Just verify first and last name for me.
It's Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, Bayse, B-A-Y-S-E.
Okay. Let me see. And you need something after two, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Okay, let me see.
I should be home by 2. 12:30, 1:30. Yeah, I would say. I know I won't be any later than all I'm doing is going to the dentist and that's it. And I would cancel it except for I already canceled it once and they worked me in for today's or tomorrow. So
yes,
it's at 11:30. So if I get done at 12:30, takes me an hour and about hour and 15 minutes. So that puts me about 1:45.
Okay. Okay, I went ahead and got that added to the note. The text will see that in the morning. I said customer has a doctor's appointment on 4/27/22. She know her window time is from 12 to 2, but she won't be home until 2. So can we please make that time for 2 o'clock?
Yeah, actually, they said the time frame was 12 to 5.
12 to 5? Let me see.
Yes. But I thought if they come anywhere before 2, I'm not going to be here. And I don't have anybody. Actually, my neighbor was here when the message came, and she said, oh, if I was going to be home, I would come and let them in.
Right. So,
it said 12 to 5. So it's going to be at least 2 before I'm home.
Okay. Okay, so I went ahead and got that notated, and they will call you before your window time.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling XBO.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.